translation. The Blessed Lord said, "One who is unattached to the fruits of his work, and who works as he is obligated, is in the renowned order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and performs no work." Purport. In this chapter, the Lord explains that the process of the Eightfold Yoga System is a means to control the mind and the senses. However, this is very difficult for people in general to perform, especially in the age of Kali. Although the Eightfold Yoga System is recommended in this chapter, the Lord emphasizes that the process of Karma Yoga, or acting in Krishna consciousness, is better. Everyone acts in this world to maintain his family and their paraphernalia, but no one is working without some self-interest, some personal gratification, be it concentrated or extended. The criterion of perfection is to act in Krishna consciousness, and not with a view to enjoying the fruits of work. To act in Krishna consciousness is the duty of every living entity, because all are constitutionally parts and parcels of the Supreme. The parts of the body work for the satisfaction of the whole body. The limbs of the body do not act for self-satisfaction, but for the satisfaction of the complete whole. Similarly, the living entity who acts for satisfaction of the Supreme Whole and not for personal satisfaction is the perfect sannyasi, the perfect yogi. The sannyasis sometimes artificially think that they have become liberated from all material duties, and therefore they cease to perform Agnihotra yajnas, or fire sacrifices. But actually, they are self-interested, because their goal is becoming one with the impersonal Brahmans. Such a desire is greater than any material desire, but it is not without self-interest. Similarly, the mystic yogi who practices the yoga system with half-open eyes, ceasing all material activities, desires some satisfaction for his personal self. But a person acting in Krishna consciousness works for the satisfaction of the whole, without self-interest. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for self-satisfaction. His criterion of success is the satisfaction of Krishna. And thus, he is the perfect sannyasi, or perfect yogi. Lord Chaitanya, the highest perfectional symbol of renunciation, prays in this way, Nathanam na janam na sundarim, kavitam vajagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shvare, bhavatad bhaktira vaituki svai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. What I want only is the causeless mercy of your devotional service in my life, birth after birth.
Does anyone have any questions about this verse?
Sanyasamitipravur yogam tam viti pandava natyasam yatsa sankalpo yogi bhavati kartana. Translation. What is called renunciation is the same as yoga, or linking oneself with the Supreme, for no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sense gratification. Purport. Real sannyasa yoga, or bhakti, means that one should know his constitutional position as the living entity and act accordingly. The living entity has no separate independent identity. He is the marginal energy of the Supreme. When he is entrapped by material energy, he is conditioned. And when he is Krishna conscious or aware of the spiritual energy, then he is in his real and natural state of life. Therefore, when one is in complete knowledge, one ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. This is practiced by the yogis who restrain the senses from material attachment. But a person in Krishna consciousness has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. The purpose of knowledge and of restraining the senses, as described in the jnana and yoga processes, is automatically served in Krishna consciousness. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. The real aim is for a living entity to give up all selfish satisfaction and to be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. A Krishna conscious person has no desire for any kind of self-enjoyment. He is always engaged for the enjoyment of the Supreme. One who has no information of the Supreme must, therefore, be engaged in self-satisfaction, because no one can stand on the platform of inactivity. All these purposes are perfectly served by the practice of Krishna consciousness.
So, if the process of Krishna consciousness requires inquiry and then discussion, if anybody has any kind of questions about either of these two verses, you can ask Srila Prabhupada, that will give an opportunity for some discussion. Bhagavad Gita is simply questions and answers between Arjuna and Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is questions and answers between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. So this is the beginning of knowledge, is when one inquires for the self-realized personality.
Actually, spiritual life means posture. Mataji, English for something? Who requires the Guru? Guru is not a passion. I will teach some pet cat, pet dog. Guru is not like it. Guru Vanagari. When is the Kali Guru? Aye. Aapka mera sabha ujjal hai. मुश्किल हो रहा है
yes, sir.
कि इंग्लिश न बोले ये लोग तो समझते हैं
इंग्लिश
हाँ इंग्लिश बोले तो माता जी
that is why I spoke some words yesterday without your permission sir just to explain to them in English. Now, for some reason, the second increase is very interested on the back. And they were more interested in that picture. This is like Radharani. It's very interesting.
Yes. I mean, English symbol, after Hindi message.
I think that could be better. That's very soon for many.
After English symbol.
He should be. Yes, but. Well, that's it.
So we are talking Guru Vyasa, Guru. Guru is not a passion. How is that?
Okay. Fine. I think now the educational institutions are closed for summer vacation. Therefore, many students and these people may have come, and these might be scouts or something like that. I'm not sure all the things, but I yes.
They have also one question. This is good.
Shout, that's what they are scouts.
Vedic illness and he but Vijnana himself doing a chair. Guru is required to understand but Vijnana, transcendental. Not for any material understanding. There are so many kidneys, disease, and many other things. When we speak of Guru, it means beyond this material. For that purpose, we require. That's right. Narada is being very much advertised that you execute meditation, your mind will be strong, your health will be strong. That means from material. But keeping your health strong, the medical science is there, that's all you have. But people are taking advantage of these gurus. It's hard to say. In hell, I was thinking of Bhagavati in the Manasa. Percent is in yogi. He is yogi. He is meditating. Mind is fully absorbed. It is Sadhana. Otherwise, it is material. Material thing does not require. Merely a gymnastic to see.
Not for test.
To practice to see, naturally you become very strong. There are many restless, they are very strong body. But yoga does not mean that. Yoga means to find out the on the journey for life within the four of them. When I was put up on the same Manasa, person to them, Guru. He shall have Sarabhutana with this or Guru. This information will get from the Sarabhutana. God is also the treasure. And then the goal of the of everything, Kala Muta. It is not that God is sitting in the core of the heart of human beings and not in the core of the heart of the God. He's there. But the difference is the God cannot find. Therefore, he is exhibited from about the solar system so that understand things he can meditate upon and Pajjami, Vishnu Murti, Parashyashim Vidhisa, we have got that Vidhisa. That is the purpose of yoga. Not to make the body strong, mind is strong. That is automatically done. Are you? Mm. It does not require separate effort. Just like if you get $1,000, 10 rupees is already there. If you get strong, then you get all purpose. Next time, Guru Maharaj. Four times of man. Asubhidha. Sukhi Ji. He very inspired on the background. Not the rascal or sinful man. Therefore, Shastra always recommends to be pious. Because a pious man has got the future chance of understanding.
कि चार तरह के जो अपने गीता में लिखे हैं आठ अठारह जिज्ञासु निपुसु वो ऐसे लोग होते हैं शुद्ध हृदय वाले पवित्र हृदय वाले तो जो पवित्र हृदय जिनका होता है उनको अवसर मिलता मिल सकता है ईश्वर की प्राप्ति का और वैसे ईश्वर पाते हैं तो वो शुद्ध पवित्र होने चाहिए ऐसा है।
It is recommended. The general public is recommended to go to the seat of time so that he may have some spiritual atmosphere, saintly person. If somebody thinks the Tirthas have been just like this Vishuddha, get bath in the Ganges and go out. That is also good, but that is not the purpose. The Tirtha Buddhi Shalye Natar Hishi Janesu Avidhi Sushaye Vagopat. The Tirtha Buddhi Shalye in every pilgrimage, there is Ganga, there is Jamuna. At least in India, we have got so many holy places on the bank of the Pyas River. But we see that simply the advantage of the pious jiva, Shaktita Buddhi Salile. But who don't care for the person who are living there, they experience spiritually of the person. Then we remain an animal. We have gone through such holy prayer, have taken bath in the Ganges and Jamuna, that's my divinity, and go to the shop of purchase of prayer, toys, and go back home. Prayer was over.
कि अपन ऋषिकेश हरिद्वार और कहीं अच्छी जगह जाना है जहाँ गंगा जी है जमुना जी है बहुत अच्छी बात है लेकिन केवल उस पानी में पानी डाल करके स्नान करने से काम नहीं चलता वहाँ तो हम कोई गुरु लोग हैं जो सभी महात्मा अच्छे हैं उनके संगत करें उनसे शिक्षा लेने उनकी बात सुने उससे जो चित्र की शांति और पवित्र आती है वो चीज पूरा स्नान करने से ही आवश्यकता होनी चाहिए साधु संतों के मुख से मिटे हुए शब्दों को सुनना उनसे ग्रहण करना
चाहिए गणेश अभिज्ञ साधु मीन्स वन हु इज इन द नॉलेज अदरवाइज एनीवन कैन बिकम ए साधु बाय चेंजिंग हिज ड्रेस
थोड़ी कपड़े पहनने से साधु नहीं होंगे ज्ञान जिनको प्राप्त है ऐसे जो हों वो साधु उनके संगत करने से कुछ प्राप्त होती है वरना शांत का कोई बना नहीं
साधु डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ साधु गिवन इन साधु शिक्षा साधु निकल Very tolerant for teaching what they have to meet so many obstacles. And still, they want tikitsa. Tikitsa is the qualification of Brahma. Samadhamma tikitsa. So, the sadhu. If it's so, he has to meet so many obstacles. That's it. The judgment. We have to meet so many obstacles. But he cannot give up despite all obstacles. We have to go on. But this is so Sarvamita. So is not Sarvamita. Sadhu is not a friend of a particular community person or religion. No.
Sarvabhuta.
So, I am Sadhu. I am the leader of this society. And the annual thing is going on. I don't care for it. Srila Sarvabhuta. So, Siddhis Savakarandhita, Srila Sarvabhuta. These are the and ultimately, summary of sadhu. He is spoken by Krishna himself that Bhajate Mamananda Sadhu Yoga. one who has no other business than to execute this upon
his
parliament. He is not driving. He is accustomed to some of the having. Sadhu is always in good health. But due to past practice, sometimes we may see some discrepancy. We can find out some fault. But Krishna says that never mind, there is some fault. He still is sadhu. Why? Compulsory mind. Your second day has everything. So, sadhu gets to understand it. Sadhu or sadhu who's on it. Sadhu means ultimately, relative or alumni. So, people sadhu. One should try to associate with sadhu. This is the purpose. To go to the peace of Sahara. Otherwise, if you simply go to the peace of Sahara and take bath in the Ganges and Yamuna, and if you think my business is finished, everywhere at all the peace of Sahara, and Vaya, actually, beginning from Vaya, there is Kalu River, then Banaras, there is Ganges, then there is Prayag, still also Ganges, Yamuna. Then Gopamutra, Vrindavan, everywhere there is the sacred river. Then if we simply think that going to the holy place and taking bath, in Kali Yoga, it is general public. Dure Pajjatanam Tirtha. In Calcutta there is Ganges. But
they will come here.
They will come.
Dure.
Dure Pajjatanam Tirtha. If Gangajal is pure, and it's pure here and there. So, Lord Pandas has to say, Tirtha Yatra Purisham Keval Moner Gom. It is simply satisfying the mind. Otherwise, wherever there is Ganges, there is Yamuna, there is sacred place. Delhi is our sacred place, there is Ganga. Anyway, so we should take advantage of the knowledge of sadhu. That is really promise. So, Pasupila Bhadam Jeman, Sukhi Jeman. Four kinds of men, they come to God. But God means Krishna. Not Arjuna Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kailupe Brahmanna Bhamite Kono Bhagavad. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Vata. Krishna also says, Bhunan Janmana Mante Gyanavana Mahana Prabhupada. To approach Krishna, Krishna says this way. After many years, we are rotating. Superintendent. exactly. Allah, you are. It is called Brahma. There are innumerable planets. As you can see, so we are wandering in all these places, sometimes down, sometimes up, sometimes maybe according to our karma, in different species of life, in different planets, in different positions. So we are rotating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, out of this minimal being, for in fact, is this Brahma. And Janma Vishti Jarandavati, Vishti Samsara Vasma. Life after life, life after life, life. That is universe. This is from mystic and powerful. You die, accept another body, another place, another situation, another position. See, some mind of power. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in this we are rotating, and in both of our rotation, it is fortunate, then you come to the world. So you will come from the problem. Ah, where your brain is. Come on. So you will come from the problem. Kono bhagwa. To come to Krishna consciousness. He is meant for person. But very, very first. You know, Bhagavan, Guru Krishna, Kripaya, Paya, Bhakti, Rasa, and one is very much eager, serious, that he wants. But it's serious. But if one becomes serious, then Krishna gives himself. He sends him to the proper use. Krishna is there within this core of heart of everyone. And somebody is having some? That is in Yuna department. In growing us. Having growth. Huh? So, become Krishna conscious, to get instruction from Krishna and abide by the order. This is not meant for ordinary people. But go on, very false. Go down, go down, unfortunately. Do not come to the manufacturer. Some great idea. Desha, Vidodara Desha, of Bhaktiya substitute, and of Desha. Okay.
For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Activists. Chabantis, very hard fight, very fast.
The group of transcendentalists who follow the path of the inconceivable, unmanifested, impersonal teacher of the Supreme Lord, engaged in devotional service to the Lord, are called Bhakti Yogis. Now here, the difference between Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga is definitely expressed. The process of Jnana Yoga, although ultimately bringing one to the same goal, is very troublesome, whereas the path of Bhakti Yoga, the process of being in direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is easier and is natural for the embodied soul. The individual soul is embodied since time immemorial. It is very difficult for him to simply theoretically understand that he is not the body. Therefore, the Bhakti Yogi accepts the deity of Krishna as worshipable, because there is some bodily conception fixed in the mind, which can thus be applied. Of course, worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form within the temple is not idle worship. There is evidence in the Vedic literature that worship may be saguna and nirguna, of the Supreme possessing or not possessing attributes. Worship of the deity in the temple is saguna worship, for the Lord is represented by material qualities. But the form of the Lord, though represented by material qualities, such as stone, wood, or oil trunk, is not actually material. That is the absolute nature of the Supreme Lord. A crude example may be given here. We may find some mailboxes on the street, and if we post our letters in those boxes, they will naturally go to their destination without difficulty. But any old box, or an imitation, which we may find somewhere, which is not authorized by the post office, will not do the work. Similarly, God has an authorized representation in the deity form, which is called Archa Vigraha. This Archa Vigraha is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. God will accept service through that form. The Lord is omnipotent and all-powerful. Therefore, by his incarnation as Archa Vigraha, he can accept the services of the devotee, just to make it convenient for the man in conditioned life. So for a devotee, there is no difficulty in approaching the Supreme immediately and directly. But for those who are following the impersonal way to spiritual realization, the path is difficult. They have to understand the unmanifested representation of the Supreme through such Vedic literatures as the Upanishads. And they have to learn the language, understand the non-perceptual feelings, and they have to realize all these processes.
Like in the Upanishad, it is there, for Satsang, Atasu, he sees the real knowledge. What is that? How he can think of one is seeing without that? There are some who know thing about not. He has no ears. But both things are there. When they say for Sati, Atapu, and Sati, I actually think of I. We think of our eyes. Therefore, it is forbidden, not like your eyes. But such is. He can see everywhere. Therefore, you have to discuss Shastra. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Annani jasya sapalendriya bhikkhu bhakti. Pashanti, Panti, Talanti, Sirangala, they unlock the divine part of the body of Krishna and brought all the qualities of Allah from the self. We then see with eyes that Krishna can speak also with us. He can eat also with us. There is this. And man is also suffering with it. The Purushottama Tattva means he has different type of mind. Not like our. When there is Nirata, Nirata means he has Nirata. A Aka, a form, like ours. That is Nirata. But he has his form. And Krishna said, so, Dehi Rasmin Dasadhi, within this body, the owner of this body, is there. But he is the owner of the body, has no form, how the material form has come into existence. Just like this star has got air. Because I am the owner of the star, I have got air. Therefore, the star has got air. I have got my leg. Now the plant has got leg. If you say the plant has got leg, the star has got air. But the owner of the star has no leg, no. People, and his external body is described as breath, vasanti jinnā, vasa, breath. Breath cannot throw any hand or leg, unless the man who is breath, he has got his hand. So how is Nirata? After Jal has only.
Akar only.
If the breath has got hand like that, then the person who is putting on the breath, he must have seen. So this is the concept. When in the Shastra it is said that God has no leg, no hand. Then the police have said that he has no leg, but he can walk quicker than anyone. That means he has got a different set of legs. And that is summarized. Vishara Paramatrishna, Pachidananda Dhikha. He is Vigra, he is form. He is not material form. Savyananti Nanam Mura, Manasim Padma. Because Krishna comes as a human being, the foolish Mura, Mura means Rakshas. Rakshas thinks that he is also. But Krishna said, no, no, Sambhavami Atma, I come here in my original spiritual form. Sambhavami Atma. The Vijayaturyam is good. So Vanushananta says, because they cannot understand, they cannot make distinction. What is spiritual, what is material? But they cannot understand Krishna. When Sanam Sahar says to Pashti, that is spiritual. First of all, one has to understand what is material, what is spiritual. So, unless one comes to the spiritual understanding, he cannot understand Krishna. Siddhaya means for spiritual understanding. And Jatatama Visiddha. So when Jatatama Visiddha is the Jnani, that's supposed to be Siddha. They also missed the point. The thing has no material quality. So, only beginning. No, the quality is what? Just a Gonam Jan Manavan, Ganavan, although he has knowledge, but still his knowledge is not really. Arudhya Kusuna Param Param Tapan. Patan ki Allah. And because they cannot catch them, the real form of the God, they again fall down in this material. Jannaya Bindas Vimukta Mahari. Also, that person thinks that now I have become embarrassed without approaching the form of the Lord. Arvinda. One point look at that. Janne Anne Arvinda. Vimukhaman thinks of himself as he has become liberated. Maybe liberated from the material concept of that. But Abhivruddha Buddha. Because he could not understand still what is the form of it. The result is, Arudhya Krishna, to great opportunity, he can come to the platform of Nirguna Brahma, Parampara. But because naturally, he is picking up the reality. He does not get the reality, only eternity. Reality is this, Sakshit Ananda. That Ananda he does not.
He gets only
Sakshit. So, partial understanding is not satisfied. Because he is himself the same quality, Satsitananda. Sitting after Ananda. He does not get Ananda. If he cannot dance with Krishna, then he goes. Arudhya Krishna Parampalam Sataha Pasanti Sataha. Again, it will dance. Again, Arudhya Krishna. Vidyut Sanyas. Sunnaya, any relish. Then Chandao Kao is still for it. The Srimakya Dhamma Sakta Dharam Nitya. If it is Nitya, why you are after this for good? For some people. Therefore, unless one is very powerful, Sukriti, they cannot speak to Krishna. Katubhidhavananda, Sukriti. Therefore, piety, pious activity, is recommended in this life. And so far, the devotee does not come especially in this age. Directly engaging in the Siddhava. Everything will happen. Keti kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parāsa. avabhandanti krishneva niharam vibhavat. General prophecy, sabha brahmacharyina gamena niyamina va sattva-svarupa tyagena sattva-svarupa. Gamena. There are different stages. But, kiti kevala, simply by bhakti. Kevala, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Guru. Jeta and Vas, Satyena, Avalabhinanti, all in opposition of that. Avalabhinanti, Satyena, how is it possible? Vihara Mivava. They said, very what a bit. As soon as the sun rises, collect the sun, rise up. The Bhava is mortal use in the English festival. Krishna is life.
Krishna is life. Godhead is light, nation is darkness. When there is Godhead, there is no nation.
So this is direct. Because Kali Yuga, they cannot actually undergo severe hostility, renunciation, vairagya. This is difficult. Not difficult, very difficult. But that is a special concession for the saints. Because we are very fallen, we cannot undergo fear of such penance. Jamena niyamena, brahmacharya. Very good. So, Bhagavad, Sri Goswami comments, that Kali Yuga is full of faults. Follow those on the Vira. It is an ocean of faults. But there is one great opportunity. Follow those on the Vira. We perceive the Maharaj. That is specially for Yuga. What is that? Pitanadeva Krishna Mukta Tantra. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, he can become liberated and go back home.
Maharaj ji बताते हैं कि कलयुग में अब ये दोषों का भंडार है, सागर है, तो इसमें अपन के योग सब ये तो होता नहीं है, ज्ञान हो नहीं, तो क्या करना चाहिए कि भगवान जो है भगवान एक ही कृष्ण वो भगवान है, उनका कीर्तन करते रहना चाहिए और वो साकार हैं, उनको निराकार मानने की जरूरत नहीं, मूर्ति में अपन पूछते हैं ना, बाद के महाराज जी कहते हैं वो भी भगवान का एक का प्रतिनिधि है, ऐसा नहीं समझना चाहिए तो पत्थर वो भी भगवान है, तो उनकी सेवा करने से वही फल मिलता है जो भगवान जी, तो भगवान का कीर्तन करते रहना चाहिए साधु।
The only output is personal. Okay.
But I don't know whether it will
to get the approval. Definitely.
And then approval, you are a lawyer. You do it. Not that. A big common man. Yeah. Still, whatever you have done, you can read something.